What's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary Monday morning, baby. I hope you got your coffee ready to rock and roll. I know I do. Double fisting. You see him over here. All right, my friends. Welcome back to what I believe is the greatest marketing show on earth. We've been told as well. This morning we have an amazing returning guest, somebody who has used the skills in this training to do some extraordinary things for both her and her partner. Okay. She helped her boyfriend launch in the real estate niche with the skills that she learned with the blueprints. We're going to be talking about that. And so let's hear how this real estate business owner has gained a fast following, has used these skills in multiple different ways to expand her life and her business. I can't wait to talk to this returning guest. Michelle, welcome back.
Hey, Dave, how are you? Hi, everybody.
Good to see you, my friend.
See you. How have you been?
Oh, man, I'm living and loving life, you know?
Amen. Yes, that's awesome.
Where are you calling in from?
I just got back from Spain. I was in Greece for 2 weeks and I just got back to Spain and it's great to be back home. So
now, have you always been such a traveler, or has your business over the last year allowed you to do more?
Yeah. So I started traveling full time in 2020. That's when I started to really understand making money online. I was collecting unemployment in 2020 when I got furloughed from my job. And then I started just taking different e-learning platforms to learn all different marketing things. I started off with, you know, remote side hustles, and my boyfriend had a remote job. And once I started making money online, that's when we started traveling full time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this has been your life, and this has been your kind of lifestyle for some time, even before you found Legendary.
Correct. Yeah.
How did Legendary change your business and your life and your skill sets?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So we've been living the digital nomad lifestyle for 3.5 years now, but we never monetized it. I just use social media as a way to just share our life with our friends. We shared a little bit of results in our real estate business, but we never made money from our lifestyle. I never knew how to figure it out. And so Once my boyfriend and I started thinking about ways that we can bless other people to let them know that you can live abroad and make money online, you can travel the world and still have money coming in, that's when we came up with our brand idea, the Lux Nomad. And we were actually pitching our idea to different agencies, different marketing agencies, because we didn't have the skills to launch it ourselves. And so every time we pitched it to different marketing agencies, they were like, great idea, but we're too busy, or great idea, but what's different about you? Everybody's doing it. And I just felt it in my heart that this was something big, and this was something that will bless people, and this was something that would be great. And that's when I found out about Legendary. I found a girl on Instagram saying, you know, that she learned the skills through Legendary. And also she connected it with affiliate marketing. We already had an affiliate marketing income stream, but we never automated it either. We were just texting people links. And so when I invested in Legendary, I learned the skills to monetize my brand and to use social media the right way and to use social media with a purpose, you know, not just posting just to post and not just being a scroller. I learned through Legendary how to create the proper systems, the right structure for my brand and my business. That now I've become a creator that makes income through my social media platforms, through my brand, through my genius, through my lifestyle. And now everything that we post from our past trips, we're able to use it in our content, bless other people. And now every trip that we take is officially a tax write-off because we use it for our content and we talk about all the beautiful things that we've been able to learn through this platform. So we're really, really grateful.
Wow. So talk to us. That's incredible. By the way, congratulations. Yeah. I mean, really, really. You are Wow. You said you use your genius. Well, you are. You are, and I can see it and I can feel it. It really is. It really is. You're stepping into the best version of yourself.
Yes.
And I can tell that your confidence has grown and
Yeah.
is continuing to grow. We'll talk about that here in a moment. Tell me about how this has expanded over into your boyfriend's real estate business. How have
I
you used this to help him in that way?
I would love for you to meet him. He's somewhere making sure our house and our Wi-Fi stays good. So we both have a two different real estate companies, and same thing. We were always like getting leads by us looking for leads. So we were always like out hunting for leads for our real estate company. And when I learned the skills through Legendary and I saw how I literally became a magnet for leads, and I just post 3 times a day on my social media and I get 200 to 300 email subscribers, I get sales every single day, and I'm just living my life. I'm like, we can literally do this for our real estate business. Instead of you just hunting for leads in our industry, it's properties. You can have the properties come to you. And so he said, well, can you do it? And I was like, let's do it. And it took me 1 month to launch my brand when I first invested in Legendary. But now, because of the skills that I learned, I was able to go back to the blueprints because I have it for life. I was able to take 3 hours and build him a whole new sales funnel. I built him an email campaign. He created his main offer. And in about 2 weeks, I was able to launch his business. And he is doing it in a faceless account, which is what he wanted. He posts once a day. And now he makes sales every single week through our real estate business. And he's working just 1 to 2 hours a day. Whereas before, he was working 4 to 5 hours a day. And yeah, we've been able to automate it, which has been insane, insane. So now we are able to live our life so much more freely because we built a system that the sales and the leads and we literally attract our dream clients in any niche that we decide to do because you've taught us in your program how to create the proper sales funnel and how to create the proper email campaigns and how to do copywriting and how to put our story into our emails. And that has been a blessing. But not only has it been a blessing for us, it's been a blessing for other people who have been dying for us to like teach them about our real estate business, you know, and helping them with their real estate companies and helping them close deals, especially in a really tough market. We were able to create a freebie, you know, for all these people that is packed with information. And now they're able to follow a journey in our sales funnel that can bless them and close deals. And in return, we close deals and it's been a win-win and it's been really fun.
That's beautiful. That's really the whole crux of this whole thing. I mean, it's what holds it together is to become the hunted instead of being the hunter. That
Right. Right.
is the point of this all.
Yes.
It,
Yeah.
because I can go back and remember when I was in my construction slash network marketing days. And oh boy, I thought I was in business when I went to Vistaprint and I got my stack of free business cards.
Oh my God, yes.
And I, because I went to Vistaprint online because they would give you 50 or 100 free business cards for free. My favorite 4-letter F word back then.
Oh my God.
I felt so official. I was like, here I am in business. Right? I am in business. I'm handing out these business cards. They're getting filed in the round paper filing cabinet, probably 10 out of 10 of them, right in the garbage or into somebody's pocket and get washed and turn into a million pieces, you know? And they're like,
Yeah.
that damn David, that stupid business card. Never got a single call. You
Oh
know,
no.
I thought I was, you know, slick. I started collecting business cards. This was what I was like, I'm gonna crack the code. No more of this handing out business cards. Do you have a business card? And then I'd follow up with, and it'd be like a spam call. You're who? Where are we?
Right.
What? Right? Because they're already trying to fade you out. When you're asking for a business card, you're a business person, not a personal friend. So they're already, when you call them at 5 o'clock in the afternoon
Yeah.
on whatever day, it's like, who? What? I don't really have time for this right now. So
Yeah.
especially when you're trying to pitch them your services, right?
Right.
Not inquire about theirs, right? So it changes the dynamic when you give people that educational material for them to learn on their own time. Like you said, the freebie. And I love right. that. Why so many people ask you about real estate? Now they can, whether they know you or don't, they can opt in, they can learn about it. They can learn about what you do, learn about if they want to do a deal with you, learn right. about how you do deals. So they can either provide you with a deal. They may have a broker, a deal. They right. may want to learn themselves. It changes the whole dynamic of the relationship. Right. And now all of a sudden you are the authority because yes. they spend time watching and listening and eating out of your hand, essentially, and right. having you spoon feed them content and education. How's he feeling about the whole process?
I'd rather have him tell you, Paul, come here. Because Paul is not a social media person, okay? He is like, when we started dating, he's like, oh, why are you big on social media? Like, why are we doing this? Why are we posting our life? And so this was huge for him. And I was like, trust me, if you can just commit to posting once a day, the leads will come to you. And you can literally just bring the deals. They come to you and you just do what you got to do. This is literally what you want. Because every day he would, like you said, hunt. And we both come from a network marketing background where we used to go to Walmart to try to hunt for contacts and and then sit down on Sunday and call 20, 30 people and book appointments. And that's kind of like what we were doing in our real estate business, where we would have to like contact real estate agents and contact buyers and all these things. And I told him, I was like, I cannot, like, this is, I just turned 32. My goal is that by the time I'm 40, I'm done. I can start a family and all of our income streams are automated, so we can just focus on raising beautiful humans. And I want to do, now that I have the skills, I invested in my education, we could do this with any business we want to start. Yeah. And I said, I want to be able to use the skills in all of our businesses. Because when we started Legendary, we already had a thriving six-figure real estate business. Now we have a thriving affiliate business. And we just wanted to add that to our business stream. So we're so excited. So this is Paul.
Paul.
And Bear.
Oh, this is gosh, look at that fluffy friend.
Here.
Well, I asked Michelle, I don't want to keep you. And I know that, you know, you don't like social media in the first place. I had just asked her, and congratulations on your beautiful life and your wonderful travels and all your success. I had asked her, you're welcome. Hard work. I know a lot of hard work behind the scenes. I had asked her how you were feeling about being able to take your business more from being the hunter to becoming the hunted, how that had impacted you and how you felt about that.
I love it. I mean, so much of my time was just me just doing whatever came and just hunting. Now I wake up, I have emails of leads that I have to go through. I have consistent people bringing me deals. I know exactly what I need to do every day, as before it was kind of all over the place. So I think that's really helped. I'm building these really solid relationships. And then I told her from day one, I don't want to post 3 times a day. I don't want to put my face on it. And she helped me design some really cool stuff. And I'm able to just post once a day and it works for me.
I love that, man. I love that. I really do. Congratulations on that. And being able to find, being flexible and open-minded. You know, I know you are, because you two live such a unique lifestyle, but just sometimes we don't want to bend and change our business, you know, and it's also like, I got this, us guys, I got this. And it's like, what a beautiful relationship to be able to learn from each other and be able to help each other. I really admire that. So congratulations to you both. How has this impacted, your relationship together, as you've been able to probably take away some of the stress of, you know, hunting and maybe even financial stress? I don't know. How has this impacted you guys personally in terms of your relationship wise? I guess a personal question.
Well, I think that, you know, real estate is very up and down. Mm-hmm. So we've had really great years, great months, and then followed by sometimes not great years, not great months. And so this has created passive income and more consistent income. which I think has been really helpful. And then just other income streams. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we were able to make money from Legendary, but then also we've gotten brand sponsorships. We're about to get paid $500 for a post this week. And then she's going to talk about, we just launched our first digital product that created income when we really needed it. So it's, you know, it's been a blessing, and she's the master of automation and systems and learning new things. So she's able to lean in her strength zone. And then I'm the idea person that I'm able to kind of put all that together and work with the people. So it just allowed each of us to really focus on what we're good at.
Mm-hmm. Love that, brother. Well, thanks for your time. Thanks for popping in here real quick. And saying hi to us.
Thank you. He is really the best.
Get you some sugar, brother. Get you some sugar. So talk to us about how you're taking these skills and transitioning them in. And I'd love to hear the answer from you to that as well. How has this, I loved how he focused on how you guys are just really, you know, tapping into your strengths and trusting each other to do right.
Yes.
Trust I hear and see in your relationship. How has all this, not just Legendary, but just as you've developed your skills, how has your relationship evolved and how has it impacted you guys? Because you're working and living together a lot.
Right. Yeah. So both Paul and I are full-time entrepreneurs. And so one of my biggest things that I told him is I want to make sure we have two separate income streams. So whenever your business is having a low month and maybe my business is having a high month, and we can just bounce off of each other and bless each other. Whenever one of us is feeling down, one of our businesses is down, we can bring each other up. And so one of the things that really blessed us tremendously was we had a really, really low month in our real estate company. And I don't know how if any other woman feels this way, but money stress is like a trigger for me that comes from my childhood growing up in the Bronx on Section 8 housing, having to pay groceries with food stamps, constantly living in negative bank balances. It's just a constant trigger for me. So whenever I see business being slow, Paul really trusts in me to really like find different income streams, learn new skills, invest in different e-learning platforms that I need to invest in for me to elevate my skills and for me to become the highest version of myself so I can attract greatness and attract what I need that in that moment. And so this is around the time where, you know, we were looking at our finances and we saw that we made close to six figures just in affiliate income. And we had no idea what we were doing. We were literally sending links. And around that time, that's where I found Legendary. I learned the skills. And I told Paul, I said, trust me, give me 30 days. Let me take this course. Let me learn it. And I will bring in another six-figure income stream. And in 30 days, in the past couple months, that's exactly what we've done. And our affiliate income has really blessed our lifestyle so much. We were able to use a lot of the affiliate income that we created because of the skills that we learned here to move into our apartment in Spain. We were able to book my birthday trip to Greece last minute. We have all these amazing trips planned. We were able to pay off some credit cards. And it's all because of the skills that we've been learning because we trust each other. You know, like I always tell him, my strength is I know how to make money. I know how to invest in the right courses for me to learn how to make money. And he is just like the patience person. He just trusts in the universe that we're going to be taken care of financially, spiritually, mentally, and everything. And then I'm just like the action taker. And I just prove to him that we will always be okay financially. And I feel like that brings a lot of a stress reliever because, you know, for men, sometimes they feel like they constantly have to be the breadwinner. But for me, the way that I see it is that we are equal partnership. You know, he's not above me. I'm not below him and vice versa. We are partners in this and we are equals. And I know my strengths. I know how to create businesses. I know how to set up systems. I know how to make money. And he knows how to keep the home safe and keep the home vibrant. So we never have to be affected by our triggers from our past or our childhood traumas. And so that's how we really like blend together and work really great together.
Yeah. I love that. Really, really, really sacred kind of perspectives there on each other and lots of trust, I hear. Yeah. Lots of trust and mutual respect. And
yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's what it takes, you know, in any relationship, whether it's romantic or not, is lots of trust, lots of mutual respect. And absolutely lots of seeing each other as equals.
Right.
You know, we all play different roles, and sometimes, like you say, that easygoing, quiet storm of just got us. I trust you. Right. I support you. That you are describing him as is just as important. And some of us overlook that in spouses. Some of you may not feel supported by your spouse, and maybe they are just that quiet storm of maybe they're not as verbally affirming as you'd like them to be, but maybe they're just solid in how they stand, and that's powerful, and that's how they show their support. Talk to us a little bit about this. One other thing I want to point out is that you have mentioned on this show in these 21 or 2 minutes so far since we've been live, learning the skills. Right. Skills. I want to remind everybody real quick that's listening, this is not a business opportunity. We're not saying that everybody can and should do this.
Right.
I see some people in the comments that are just, it's all focused on the, how much it is and the blueprints or this and that. I mean, friends, it's an investment. This is not for everybody. If you want to learn skills, maybe go learn them on YouTube or go learn them somewhere else. But here we've got a real kind of professional streamlined process and program to teach this. This is kind of an online school.
Right.
Not a business opportunity. This is not your fly by night, get rich quick thing or your latest cash gifting deal or whatever that you may be thinking that you're looking for, or maybe you are. This is about investing time, money, energy into learning a skill, into learning new skills. This takes hard work, dedication. And for some of you where it's like, I don't have the money, or I mean, you're freaking out. I can tell that you're not even in a place to start something like this. You shouldn't even do this.
Right.
That's some of you shouldn't even do this. It's too much. You would be taking on too much. You're not even ready. You can't take care of yourselves. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I've been there.
Right.
Not only if you choose to buy education and invest in yourself, but also it's going to take time. It's going to take energy. It's going to take dedication. That most likely you're not willing to put in right now because you just want to have. I mean, Melanie, you've commented on our show here. You're somebody who I can just say right now, I can go back, I've watched your comments. You're probably not ready for this. You're just focused on how much something is and that it's there. And there's probably several more of you in the comment. Look, I gotta be honest. This is the school of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
This is not if you're listening to Michelle right now, this is serious work.
Yeah, it is.
We need to just take a moment, and I need to take a moment to validate you, Michelle, for how much you've dedicated into learning skills here, but I also hear how many other courses you've bought and how other, and I'm not, look, friends, I'm responsible here. So I have to be, at least for this show in this community, I can't be, I can't be taking your story and trying to make it into something that it's not. Like, hey, listen to Michelle, anybody can do it. Mm-hmm. That's not the truth, girl. You're in your zone. You're ready. You're entrepreneur material. You're rocking and rolling with this. Right. I just wonder what your perspective is about what it takes to be successful in terms of developing skills, in terms of having the grit, in terms of also being willing to invest time and money to hire the proper people and then take the time to actually learn the skills. What comes up for you as you hear me kind of ranting about this?
I love your rant. I really do. And I think it's because, like you said, if you're not ready to invest four figures in an education, if that sounds too much for you, then you're just not ready to be an entrepreneur. Because way before I invested into Legendary, I had already invested multi five figures in courses that provided me massive skills. The reason why we have two multi six figure real estate companies is because I invested in a five figure real estate education course. And I figured it out. I did what I had to do. I understood as an entrepreneur, it was also going to be a tax write-off. So I knew I was going to get some money back. And it's just that mindset. And I remember the blessing with the education and the skills that I got from that course, that I always said, when I find other courses, other e-learning platforms that comes to my life at the right time for when I personally need it as a human being, or when one of our businesses need it, I do not care how much it costs, I will invest into it, because for me it's an investment. And so when I saw the Legendary platform, I thought $2,500 was an incredible price. I mean, again, that's just my thought process. That's just how I saw it. I was like, what? Take my Amex, take whatever you got to do. I'll get some points. It's a write-off. I need new write-offs this year because we made good income this year. So as an entrepreneur, I was like, I'm ready. And then I saw, not only did I see the price, I was excited about it. Then I saw what I got. I was able to get four different blueprints because I did it within the 48 hours. So not only was I able to automate my affiliate marketing income, I was also able to create my own digital product. I was able to help Paul create his real estate company. And we got our investment back within 2 weeks. And that was my goal. My goal was to get it back within 30 days. I got it back in 2 weeks. And that was my goal as an entrepreneur, is, okay, this is how much it costs. No problem. I'm going to give myself 30 days for me to get that investment back. And then I'm going to make sure that every week and every month after that, it is straight profit. And not only that, was that I take the education and scale my companies. You know, you talk about the core four in the blueprints, and that is so serious to us. And we just stepped into core number two, and we're so excited to get into core number three and talk about and mentor and coach people and create memberships. And we're so excited. We have plans in core number four to create our own masterminds and leaderships around the world and really bless people in person. And the core four was something that we already wanted to learn. And your program came in at the right time. And so sometimes people are just not ready. It's just not your time to elevate and become the highest version of yourself. But I always tell people is, you want to figure out who that person is, what identity, what type of person will be able to look at a price like $2,500, $5,000, whatever the investment costs, and look at it and be like, I got this. This is no big deal. I'm ready to go. And you want to operate in that identity every single day. So whenever I see something that I want to invest in, I'm like, I have it, and it's an investment, and I know I'm going to do it because I attracted that to myself. There's a reason why I attracted Legendary and not these other rinky-dinky, fake, ugly, dumb courses that are out there. It's the reason why I came here first. We attracted each other. I was able to, you were able to bless me. Now I'm able to bless you by talking about what a blessing your program has been. And I'm also a student. I'm a product of your program because it works, you know, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, we have to, it's about, I can usually tell if somebody's going to be a successful entrepreneur by the way that they are solving problems and by the way that they look at problems, because for example, I mean, the show is a great example of that. I mean, we do these shows. We've done 950 of them where we're interviewing people, clients, actual clients, sharing their story, sharing how they became successful. And if you're not, you know, this is stuff that people would charge for and do charge for.
Yeah.
These kind of tips and expertise that's coming, actual experience that's coming from the show.
Right. And,
you know, if you're somebody who's serious about building a business, you're overwhelmed with value and you're taking so much inspiration away from the words that are being shared by actual clients and experience success stories on the show. You're not focused on problems. You're not focused on problems. Right? Because what's going to happen when you go out and you, especially not the cost of something, right? You're also going to realize if I can't afford the education, but I really want to do affiliate marketing, there's a whole internet out there. I'll go to YouTube. I'll go to Google. I'll learn what I can. You all could learn more about affiliate marketing from just listening to this show. There's 950 free episodes. There'll be more affiliate marketing and course creation and coaching and event education right from 950 episodes of this free show. You don't even have to spend $2,500.
Right.
Now, why would you spend $2,500? You'd spend $2,500 because we're giving you the blueprint, which is our blueprint to creating a business in the coaching, courses, or events, or affiliate marketing business. Now, if you go through our challenge, you get an opportunity to get that for the price of one as you're going through the challenge. Many of you know that. Right. Besides that, $2,500 for that is you know, to learn that business model is a steal compared to some of the other programs out there on the internet. They're charging $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for these, you know, coaching programs and so forth. Or you could go to college and take 4 years. It's all about perspective, right? Yeah. It's all about perspective, right? Yeah. It's all about perspective. You also can learn an incredible amount just in the 15-day challenge.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The majority of people who start to, you know, complain or criticize or, you know, act like they can't be successful have not even fully implemented all the skills and the education from the 15-day challenge. So it's not about your resources. It's about your resourcefulness. And that's how I can tell if somebody is going to be successful or if they're not ready to start a business yet, is because they not only focus on all of the resources that they don't have, but they also don't have any resourcefulness. And as a business owner, it is you, my friends. Now, this tough talk for some people is going to be offensive, whereas I may be the only one in your life who's telling you, any of you who are listening, that this applies to the truth.
Right.
And the truth sometimes is hard to hear, but this may very, very well be the most important thing that you ever hear about on your journey to entrepreneurship, because it's real talk. It's not just blowing smoke up your butt. It's not just saying, hey, you can do anything and anybody can be successful with it. It's saying, look, if you want to be the boss, you're going to have to pay the cost. And the cost is that everything falls on your lap.
Right.
The buck stops with you. So if you have a problem that happens in your business, you can't be offended. You can't be, you know, dwelling on the problem. You got to come up with a solution.
Right.
You're going to come up with a solution for that. And so my challenge to you is that any of you, if any one of our programs is too much for you, get what you can out of the program that you're in.
Right.
Or soak up the knowledge from the 950 free episodes of Wake Up Legendary that's staring you right in the face, including this one right here that's had more knowledge and wisdom and experience than, you know, than endless amounts of free videos on YouTube. So right. How has this not only journey, but over the last year or so, I mean, you were on the show in November, I think.
Yeah.
How has your mindset and your confidence continued to evolve and grow and develop in this process? And what have you been reminded about you in terms of your skill sets and your strengths?
Yeah, I think the beautiful thing about any journey in entrepreneurship is that it is a time for you to prove to yourself what you're capable of and who you truly are. And so the journey in this, my journey, and since we spoke in November, is like when I create content and a video goes viral, it really proves to me like, girl, you know what you're doing. You got this. You know, when I make commissions every day, it reminds me of who I truly am and what I've learned. It's really powerful. And so this journey has really brought me back to my true authentic self. It's brought me back and reminded me of who I truly am. And it's brought out the best in me, because every single day when I build my business and when I work towards my business, I'm excited and really looking forward to doing what I have to do on and to show up every day for my business to attract and become the best version of myself. And so this journey has really just reminded me of who I am, that God has prepared me for a time like this, you know, that my 10 years in network marketing did not go into vain, because now I'm able to, you know, grow an actual legit business and do it in a smarter way, doing it abroad, and provide for my lifestyle and my life. And so it just constantly proves to myself that I'm worthy, that I'm capable, that I was made for a time like this, and that this is something that I was born to do, truly. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I love that you have the perspective that your network marketing experience wasn't in vain, because a lot of us have experience in previous ventures or companies that didn't end well.
Yeah. Right.
Or that weren't positive. Or we did have endless smoke blown up our butts. You know, just go make another, when it was obvious that we should have changed directions or pivoted or tried something new, or that maybe we weren't ready. I mean, I've met more people in network marketing who just need therapy more than they need a business.
I always tell people, like, if you just left network marketing, don't start a business. Don't start another business. Go to therapy. Go see the world. Go do all the things that you thought you had to hit a pin or a rank to hit, and go do it. And that's what we did. We took a year off. We lived in Mexico for a year. And I just started seeing the world again. And yeah, and I started to, we both went, because we combined, we have almost 30 years in network marketing.
Yeah.
And so we had to just like unlearn everything and like all the brainwashing. We had to like get rid of that. And really learn about ourselves outside of the accolades, outside of the speaking on stages and everything. Like, we had to really come back to who we truly were without any of that. And yeah, I highly recommend that you don't start a business right away after network marketing. We definitely took some therapy.
Well, and I therapy, going to therapy and, you know, working on self and growing and healing has been a superpower of mine in business. Anyways, I've been in recovery for 15 years, got sober, and was already on the process of kind of healing and growing and recovering from that. And then about 7 years ago, I, you know, really started some very consistent therapy. And I'm talking about not just for business stuff, although that was definitely a part of it. I had some business things I needed to process, a partnership that didn't work out, and didn't end up what I thought it was going to be. A lot of things about my partner came out that was one of the reasons why I left the business. So I had to process a lot of that, plus a lot of family of origin stuff, a lot of relationship stuff, and things just keep popping up in my life that is absolutely, a reason for me to continue to have a place to be able to process things. A business coach is not the solution to all of our problems, friends. And I damn sure don't want to be anybody's guru. I don't want to be anybody's, you know, end all be all. Don't listen to me for anything except some marketing advice. You know, because I don't want to be put on a pedestal. You know, we have to be very careful here in these positions of authority and power that we have on the internet to not become, you know, or act like, or not, you know, not make anybody our higher power. We have to, you know, we have to realize that human beings, everybody that we're dealing and interacting with, is not perfect. They're not they're just a human being. Most likely, you know, they're still in their healing or haven't even started their healing journeys. You know, we have to just be careful about the things that we get involved with. And if we end a chapter, for example, many of us came out of network marketing, and it sounds like you were a little bit more deeply embedded in the kind of culture of network marketing than even I was. But that can be something we need to process, and we should process to ask ourselves, what are some of the mistakes that I made that I don't want to make again? You know, how did I lack boundaries? How did I, you know, get, how did I people please? How did I, you know, just what can I learn from that situation in order to not make those same mistakes, and then really design my life and have peace in this next chapter, both financially, but also, you know, mentally and emotionally. What's coming up for you as I talk about this a bit?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it's coming up for me. I think one of the biggest things for me is when I left network marketing, one of the biggest things for me is a lot of triggers came up when I tried to find, you know, different opportunities for me to learn new skills so I can grow another business. And so I saw like just a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things that different gurus share that triggered me and brought me back to network marketing. And so a lot of stuff, like there's been a lot of opportunities that I probably missed because I let my triggers get the best of me. And so that's why it's so important to take some time off to like release the triggers and not judge people because they remind you of your past. Mm. And I truly believe that, you know, when I invested in Legendary, there were so many things that could have triggered me from you, like people think that you're a guru and that you were going to be my mentor, and like, none of that was possible for me anymore because I removed all that. I removed the triggers of that and I created those boundaries. You know, I did not let anybody force me or push me to do anything I did not want. I did not see you as my mentor who was going to tell me what to do with my content and tell me what to do with my business. I didn't see any of that. You know, I created the boundaries in my business. I created the boundaries as an entrepreneur and CEO. I just took the information. I took what I needed to get, left the rest aside, and I just stayed in my lane and focused on me and did things that made sense and felt good for me. If there's anything that did not feel good and didn't mess with my energy, I put it to the side. I created those boundaries, created that space, and kept moving forward. And so I think that, you know, it's important to set those boundaries, but most importantly, really understand who you truly are, what your identity is, and operate in that higher version and higher identity. So that way you never go back to your past self, that past identity, that Michelle that was in network marketing before is no longer her. She is the new elevated version of her. She attracts only the best opportunities. She attracts the best information, and she becomes what she's meant to become, and the right opportunities, the right abundance, the right people come into her life for a reason. And that's that. And that's truly what's been helping me out so much, you know, and that's the reason why we've been able to attract so much abundance and the right opportunities and build our business the way that we want to.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I love that. And I can, that makes so much sense to me.
Yeah.
That's actually, as a leader, somebody who can be put in those positions myself, I don't actually ever use that word of mentor or even coach. If you go back 950 episodes or for the, I don't think anywhere in the content, am I exclaiming that I'm anybody's mentor? I don't want to be put in that role. That's a toxic, almost narcissistic kind of, you know, role that when we start to overutilize that word, or when you're involved with somebody who puts that title on themselves. The greatest mentorship roles are when, that I've experienced, are when I view somebody as a mentor, but it's not this kind of verbalized thing. It's this known, and there's mutual respect. And the person that is mentoring doesn't want a label.
Yes, that's so true.
They also are learning and open to receiving from you as well. Right. And I have those people in my lives. I actually have those people in my life that do play those roles. There is a known, they do have more experience. I do know that. And They don't work with anybody who's not mature enough to understand that they are the more experienced one, but they also are not labeling themselves and making themselves to be better than or not an equal. I've been in a men's group for 7 years, and there's a facilitator / member. He is a member, and it's known that he is the facilitator, but he also participates in a very powerful way, a very vulnerable way that allows him to be an equal and receive in the group as well. We traveled all over the country to meet 3 times a year, and it's a beautiful group. And it's been a great example for me of what really powerful yet authentic leadership and facilitation is. And I've tried to model that here inside of our business, so we don't have any of the toxicity that both I think you and I experienced in some of these other communities, if you will, or companies. And so I love that we're also talking about this, because I think so many people, you know, friends, I don't want you to spend your money here at Legendary if you don't know what you're getting and know what you're getting into. Right. And if you don't have proper expectations, you know, we don't want to just have you here for no reason. You know, we don't want to have you here power tripping on ourselves, thinking that we're going to heal you or whatever. And sometimes, you know, I got to get a little bit, ruthlessly honest on the show. That is my role. That is my responsibility, to do that, to say that, to offend some people sometimes, because, you know, I think Michelle and I have had experiences in our business career where that sort of, that honest, you know, it was more of a sheep in wolf's clothing type of situation where we were fed a big hypey story, and there wasn't those conversations. Now, I try to say what I mean what I say, but not be mean when I say it. But sometimes you just got to say it, damn it. Right. It hurts and it offends and whatever. The biggest thing is we got to always be true to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And For me, I don't want anybody here if you have a pipe dream. I want you to know what you're getting into. And I want you to know this is going to be the hardest thing you ever do, but it'll most likely be one of the most worthwhile things that you ever do. This journey of becoming your own boss, of building your own business. Even if your business, quote, fails, you will learn more about yourself in this process and in this journey than damn near anything. I think the only thing other that you will learn so much is like a romantic relationship or parenthood. But I mean, to step into the role of the buck stops with you and you're totally responsible, that is such a life learning lesson. I feel like we should all have been exposed to or taught that in school about not just getting a job, but also entrepreneurship. I know you were talking about raising beautiful humans with Paul in the future. What are some of your visions, dreams, and goals that you want to carry over as you continue to build your life and family? What are some of the qualities and values that you wish to pass on to your children and that you are creating and building right now so they are in place as you continue to grow your life and family?
Oh my gosh. So as you were saying that, the first thing that came up in my mind is my favorite quote and something both Paul and I live by for life. And is how you do one thing is how you do everything. Character, character, character. And so that's one of the biggest things. It's like how you treat your home is how you're going to treat your business. How I treat you as a professional is how I'm going to treat some random person I meet outside. How I treat my parents is how I treat my spouse. How my spouse treats his mom is how he's probably going to treat me. And so it's important to really look at my life and see that the reason why I've had such a great track record is because my character has been spot on since day one. even when I was in network marketing, the reason why I achieved ranks that only 0.01% of people achieve is because my character has always been, you tell me I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to succeed in everything that I've set my mind to. I know that if I'm going to learn something, if I'm going to take action, I will succeed and I am going to get results. It's just, that's just how I've always been. That is my character. And no matter what I do, whether it's build a business, I just did a Spartan race yesterday. I finished it because it's my character. I have to finish. I'm not going to be in the mud like, this is too hard. I can't do this. I'm like, yo, we're 3 hours in. Let's get to the finish line, you know? So anything that I do, it doesn't matter what life it is. That's how I've always been. How I do one thing is how I do everything. And so even when I hire people, I always ask about their past and I always ask about their past accomplishments because I know if that's how they treated their old job, that's probably exactly how they're going to treat this job. And so when people, you know, I always tell people when they ask me about Legendary, when they ask me about different things that we're doing, I always ask them, well, can you trust yourself to finish the education, to take in the information, put in action? And do you actually trust yourself to get the results that you see other people are achieving? Because if you can't trust yourself to get the results, do yourself a favor, do all of us a favor, and just don't do it. Just keep doing what you're doing until you get to the point where you can prove to yourself that you can achieve anything you set your mind to. And so character is the number one thing that we're going to instill in our kids. Like how you eat your food at home is how you're going to eat it at a restaurant. How you treat your family is how you're going to treat friends at school and things like that. So character is number one for me.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations on the Spartan race.
Thank you. It was crazy, but it was fun.
Sure. And I love that beautiful note to end on in such amazing truths. You bring out the real truth and honesty and, authentic version of the people who you interact with. I can tell because that's how I feel interacting with you is wanting to be very honest and very authentic. And that just is a testament to who you are and that you demand that from the people around you because of who you are and how, you know, strong you are in your values and character, as you just mentioned. So thanks for coming back on and spending some time with us again today. It's been just a real honor, total inspiration. You and Paul are both rock stars. Thanks for bringing him on and letting us meet him as well. And keep up the amazing work. I can't wait to check in with you in a couple of more months and see, you know, how much more you've blown up and are out crushing the world.
Thank you so much, Dave. It was so awesome seeing you again. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for using your genius to create it into a platform that we so happily invested in and took the education. And now you've blessed our lives because you decided to bless your own life. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with all of us. And the right people really see how great it is. And again, I'm just grateful. You've changed our life. You're the reason why we're living in our dream apartment in Spain because, you know, the affiliate income that we made through Legendary was the down payment we use. And we would have never had that if it wasn't for you putting this together. So we thank you. We pray God blesses you tremendously. We are going to be a huge reason why your program grows because we're only going to talk great things about it. And anyone else that doesn't is because they don't really see the value in it. So we love you. We appreciate you. We can't wait to see you one day and meet you. And I appreciate everyone that came on the show today. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Great, wonderful words. I'll take that in. And we'll talk to you very soon. Okay, my friend. All right.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, my friends, you can go and find and follow Michelle over on TikTok and Instagram at Michelle the Lux Nomad. Michelle the Lux Nomad, spelled exactly how it sounds, but I'm going to spell Michelle just in case. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, the Lux, L-U-X, Nomad. Okay, Michelle the Lux Nomad, all together, no space, no periods, no underscores, nothing like that. If you want to get started with a 15-day challenge, business blueprints, come to a mastermind, go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll. And if you want to get a text message reminder every time we go live, in the future, including tomorrow. We'll give you a nice little text, gentle little nudge at 10 a.m. Eastern time with a little link you can click right over onto Facebook. Text WUL to 813-296-8553. What a powerful, honest, inspirational conversation with somebody who is doing the deal. And as a returning guest, remember, you can go back and check out her previous episode. She was on November 17th, which was my birthday last year. She was my birthday guest. Oh, my Lord. Wow. It's just a beautiful, beautiful follow-up to be able to talk with her 4 or 5 months later here and hear exactly how she's rocking and rolling. So my friends, I can't wait to talk to her again. Stay tuned in for that next episode coming up probably in a few more months. We would love to have her back to continue this conversation because, my friends, this is what it's all about, following up, staying in contact with people's stories, really understanding what it takes for them. You start to see the similarities in their mindset and personality and perspective. People who are successful, you know, have a unique perspective about life. They've developed themselves, not just their skill sets, which is obviously so important. That's what we teach here, but also their mindset, how they view the world, how they manage their time, you know, how they manage their emotions. It's all here. It's all, we're able to capture that in these hour-long interviews, not these little 5 or 10 minute soundbite, quick little, you know, hypey smoke-blowing sessions. But that's what this podcast, this show is about. It's about really having a long-form conversation so we can get the full perspective and full picture of what it takes in order to be successful as a online digital marketer in 2024. And we get the ups, we get the downs, the good, bad, the ugly. We get it all. We get to talk about it. What are the things you got to overcome in terms of your mindset, your emotions, everything, family, criticism, all that. And so I would encourage you, we're going to have this episode up on all the major podcast platforms here by the end of the day. So you can type in Wake Up Legendary to any of the major podcast platforms, listen to these episodes on audio. And also you can go find the other 950 plus episodes that are already on the platforms, already on this Facebook page. You can go and find those and you can listen to them. You can soak them up. You can learn from them. And please, my friends, if you're going through the challenge, go through it. Soak up all the information. You know, there's so much information for those of you who, if you can get into the blueprints and you want to enroll in that program, please, by all means, if you can do it, do it. It's well worth it. And don't take my word for it. You've got lots of people who have talked about it. They talk about it every day on the show. But at the very least, there's 950 plus free episodes of Wake Up Legendary. There's also a 15-day challenge that costs $7 that has incredible information, incredible education, incredible knowledge for you to soak up. Please use these resources. And if we don't resonate with you, we still think that you should learn these skill sets. Go to YouTube University or where else you can learn them from. Seriously. Because these are so you'll be able to see the internet and how it works in such a more powerful way, how money is made online in such a more powerful way. You don't have to be ignorant. This doesn't have to just be something that you go on to get into a scroll hole and consume things all day long. This can be a more powerful tool for you to be able to potentially generate income and potentially change your life. Not just, communicate or text or get into a scroll hole, like I said, consuming people's content online. Use it as a way to create. Use it as a way to connect. Use it as a way to build a business. That's what we're here to teach. And again, we think you should learn these skills no matter whether you learn them here or somewhere else. So with that being said, my friends, we'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Thanks again to Michelle for a powerful episode. Once again, returning guest. Go and check her out on TikTok and Instagram, Michelle the Lux Nomad. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Get out of here. Peace.